Hey, Seminal family. Thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about how to not let a crisis pull your marriage apart. Sometimes the biggest conflicts in a marriage are over the most trivial issues. Can anybody identify with that? Every relationship, even healthy ones, have conflict. But how you deal with the conflict matters. If we don't know how to deal with it, how to resolve it, how to manage it, we can kill our relationship. So what causes conflict? Well, the Bible tells us that conflict is caused by our own selfishness. James 4:1 says, "What causes the quarrels and the fights among you? Don't they come from the evil, selfish desires that war within you?" I want what I want, and I'm basically a selfish person. I think of me before I think about anybody else, and you do too. I want what I want, and you want what you want, and when those competing desires collide, it's called conflict. Growing up, we learned one of five ways to deal with conflict. Some of us are my way resolvers. My way means I fight until I win and you give in. I'm going to get my way. I'm totally right. You're totally wrong. Some of us, that's the only way we know how to resolve conflict. You have to win every time. Other people are no way people. That is, there's no way you're getting me into a fight. I back away from all conflict. I withdraw. I pull back. I ignore the problem. My rule is avoid conflict at all costs. That keeps a relationship calm, but nothing is ever resolved. No resolution ever to any difficulty or problem. The third way is your way. Some of you are your way resolvers. That means I always give in. I always give in to you. I want your approval so badly that I become a doormat. Again, that produces a peaceful relationship on the surface, but it also produces a lot of bitterness. The fourth is halfway. That's where we compromise. We win some and we lose some. I give in sometimes, you give in sometimes. That's good. It's certainly better than the previous three. But there's even a higher level of conflict resolution. Our way. Our way is when we work out mutual goals together, where we care about the relationship more than any single issue. We value our relationship more than the things we tend to fight over. What do we need to do to pull together in our marriages or in any relationship, really, when the world seems to be pulling us apart? When financial strain seems to be pulling us apart? When job uncertainty seems to be pulling us apart? What do we do? Well, here's the first thing. I need to call on God for help. Pray about it. Before we go to the other person and talk to them about the problem, discuss it with God. It's simple, but it doesn't work unless we actually do it. Talk to God about it. This may solve the problem right there. I challenge you to practice what I call venting vertically. Many of us are good at venting horizontally, but venting vertically is when we come to God and vent. A good example of this is David in the Psalms. He cries out to God and he tells God his heart. God, I don't like this. I don't like what's going on in my life. I don't like what's going on in my marriage. I don't like what's happening with my kids. I'm mad. God is not shocked. He even lets David write it down, and we can read it in the book of Psalms. God is not blown away by our feelings. He gave us the capacity to feel hurt. And when we're hurt, He doesn't express surprise, or when we feel anger or frustration or any other emotion we feel in conflict. You come to God and you say, here's how I feel, and you just lay it out. James 4:2 says, you want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. This is so foundational. We have to get to this point. Conflict often occurs when we expect other people to meet needs that only God Himself can meet in our lives. When we start looking to another person to meet all our needs that God Himself has said that He is responsible to meet, we're making that person a little g God. And we're setting ourselves up for massive disappointment and massive bitterness because nobody can meet all our needs. You know, one day, those of us who married, we stood in front of a bunch of people and we said, I do. And what we were really saying was, I expect. We weren't thinking about at all about what we intended to do and the promises we were going to keep. We were thinking, good, all my needs are going to be met now. This person is the answer to my dreams and my prayers and is going to fulfill me in every way. Life is going to be grand from now on because my spouse is going to meet all my needs. But the truth is, there is no person alive who could possibly meet all our needs. No one. Only God can do that. Instead of expecting our mate to meet all our needs, God wants us to look to Him. Start there. I'm praying for all of you, for your marriages and your families, praying that you will pull together, even though the enemy and the world is clearly trying to pull you apart. And I'm going to be praying for you this week. Hope you have a great day today. God bless.